sick.
Okay, here we go.
Makes you sick.
Okay, Chevra. Welcome back to everybody. And we're going to talk a little bit about today, about the parasha. People all talk about Pesach. I figure we got to smuggle in a little bit about the parasha. Tzavis Arvez Bad of Lemor, Zos Torah Sa'ola. This is the Torah of the Ola. And that's how the parasha starts. But what's interesting is that the Torah really doesn't describe the Ola. It tells you Zos Torah Sa'ola, and it gets into like a whole discussion about other things. You know, it talks about the Trumas Hadeshen, it talks about, you know, but it doesn't describe the Korban Ola like we did last week in Parashas Vayikra, where it says, when it gets into detail about the Korban Shlamim, it gets into details about all the various Korbans, but here, it just says, Zos Torah Sa'ola, and it kind of shifts gears and goes into other things. That's Aleph. The Ber Yosef brings a beautiful Medrash, where a Medrash Tanchuma, where it explains that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Ilu ha'yisi mevakesh korban, lo ha'yisi omer l'michael shehu atzli l'hakwi l'mikorban. If I really wanted your korban, if that's my whole goal, that I need your korban, you don't think I would have asked Michael, I have a son Michael, to bring a korban? U'mi ani mevakesh korban b'Yisrael? U'mi ani mevakesh korban b'Yisrael? But who am I asking for? I'm asking for a korban from Yisrael. Then, the Medrash goes on to highlight how Bilam HaRasha, he was the great Sanegor, he was the great defender of all of the nations of the world, and Bilam had this tremendous Einfeld to bring as many Korbanos as possible for the Goyim. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, obviously, that's not what he's interested in. But Bilam thought he was the great philosopher of sorts, and he thought that, if we get around to it, we have all of the Goyim bring Korbanos, that could be very good, because Efshar, something along the lines, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted our Korbanos. So what's going on in this parasha? That the parasha begins with Zos Torah Sa'ola, and this medrash that Hashem feels like a need to say Zos Torah Sa'ola. This is the Torah Ola. Umiza, who do I want it from specifically? Mizos Ola Min Amidbar. I want it from those people who I brought up from the Midbar. That's how the medrash concludes. So what's going on in this medrash? What's going on in this parasha? What's happening? It's a beautiful sefer, the Ber Yosef. Kazvitz did some research on this. Who is the author of the Ber Yosef?
Rav Yosef Misalant.
He says something that's so beautiful over here. He says over an idea that specifically the Trumas Hadeshen comes after the Korban Ola. Because there are many lessons that we can learn. What is the Trumas Hadeshen? You ever wonder? The Trumas, it's a funny thing. You have to go to the ashes on the Mizbeach, remove some. And that's the first Avodah that the Kohen did each and every day. But before the Kohen did it, there are all these rules that the Kohen has to do in order to bring the Trumas Hadeshen. What does he have to do? He has to make sure that he's wearing mechnasayim, he has to make sure that he's wearing a certain pair of pants, you know, the Kohen's pair of pants, he has to wear Maldabad, he has to wear the Big Day Kahuna, all the Big Day Kahuna. Okay? And it speaks about Lo Yaruch, Lo Katzer, it can't be long on him, it can't be short on him, it's got to be exactly his measure, etc., etc. And then it just details exactly what the Trumas Hadeshen is. Now, the Trumas Hadeshen is very different than a Korban. Why? Because when it comes to a Korban, one could be under the misimpression, so to speak, that a Kadosh Baruch Hu needs my Korban. That for some reason, God is up there in Shemayim in a physical way, like people think these ridiculous things. And like when I bring him my animals, Givaldik, a Kadosh Baruch Hu has a necessity for it. Now he is more satiated by those particular Korban. In particular, the Ola. One might have that Havamina. Why? Because how is an Ola different from all other Korbanos? Because an Ola is Kalil Hashem. It's completely uprooted and completely burnt and consumed by a Kadosh Baruch Hu. So one could be possibly under the misimpression that the entire Ola is for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu has the necessity for it. But when it comes to the Trumas Hadeshen, which is right after the Korban Ola, which is removing the ashes from this bech, and we still say these are all the rules the Kohen has, it's clear, it's obvious, that it's not as a necessity for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not getting any pleasure from that. It's merely some sort of ritual that needs to be done in order to prepare for the next day. But yet, that is just as ritualistic as the Ola. Because where is the halachas of the Trumas Hadeshen specifically subsumed within the Korban Ola? And I could have to read you from words of the Ber Yosef, because he writes beautifully here. He says, V'hein dvarim shenhogim rak mitzvazu. U'behechruch, we're forced to say the following. Shebavoda zuhi rak lasos rotzon avinu shebashamayim kasher tzivonu. The idea of the Trumas Hadeshen is clear. That the purpose of it is to do something that a Kaddish Baruch Hu wants. Not because he has a necessity for it, because a Kaddish Baruch Hu has specifically commanded us in order that we as individuals or as a community or as Gan's Klal Yisrael, do something for him. Ulizdaris lavadoso kivya mitzvah v'nigzer aleihem, and to get us moving, savas b'nei Yisrael, lashon zrizus, afal pish en lanu shum tam u'musav. Even though we don't understand it bichlal, kilo nirga shum pe'ula mashe pe'ulanu v'zeh. We don't understand this whatsoever. El shekach gzeira chachmasis baruch. This is the gzeira of the wisdom of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And just like Truma Sadeshin is for that reason, namely that HaKadosh Baruch Hu mizareis us to do it for him. Not necessarily for understanding the reason, but because he wants to connect to us, and therefore he gives us commandments in order for us to follow the commandments. Not because he gets any pleasure from it, but because we're commanded to do it. Therefore, that's the same idea as the Korban Ola. The idea of the Korban Ola, even though it's Kol Hashem, the reason why we're doing it, the reason why he commanded us, is for us to get close to him because he commanded us to do it. That's the interconnection between the two. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to give us mitzvahs so that we are able to do the mitzvahs to get close to him. Not because he chas v'shalom has any necessity for it. That's how Bilam HaRasha thinks. The Medrash tells us that Bilam says, oh, Givaldik, I'm going to bring this korban, I'm going to bring that korban, and he's going to bring seven times the mizbeichos, and he's going to gather up more animals than HaKadosh Baruch Hu has ever commanded. Because Bilam thinks that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets some sort of pleasure from us killing animals. He says, Avram, you only tried to kill one son, we're going to kill more children than that. I mean, this is what sick people think. But he missed that the whole point of the Akedah was that HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded Avram Avinu. It comes from the Tzivoy. And that Tzivoy gives us the opportunity for us to get close to him. Without the Tzivoy, without that commandment that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us, there's no opportunity for connection. This is the idea when it says in the beginning, Zos Torah Ha'ola. This is the Torah of the Ola. This is the paradigm for all mitzvahs. We're not speaking about an Ola. We're speaking about Truma Sadesh. Because this is the opportunity for us to get close to HaKadosh Baruch. And that's how the Medrash concludes. The Medrash concludes that we spoke about before with Bilam. It says, Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Zos Torah Ha'ola, Umi Zos, Ola Min HaMidbar. Who is that? That's why I took them into the Midbar. Ola Min HaMidbar. I think that this is, you want a connection to Pesach. In the Haggadah, there's a very interesting line. One of the things that we say to the person who doesn't know how to ask questions. It's a funny tweet, but I can't say. Anyway, Mizos, Ola, what does it say when it says that Misha Eino Yodei Lishol? It says, Ba'avur Zeh, because of this, Hotzeis Chamer Eretz Mitzrayim. So what does it mean, because of this, I took you out of Mitzrayim? So there are three different possibilities. Ba'avur Zeh. Either, I took you out of Mitzrayim, and because I took you out of Mitzrayim, therefore you have to fulfill the mitzvahs. That's why we sit at the Seder. That's one pshat. A second alternate pshat, which is the Havamin, I think, of the Ibn Ezra, was because of the mitzvot you did in Mitzrayim, therefore I rewarded you by taking you out of Mitzrayim. But there's a third pshat, which I think is what the Ibn Ezra says at the end of his commentary in Shmos. He says like this. You know why I took you out of Egypt? I took you out of Egypt in order to do the mitzvahs. It's like always the question, the chicken or the egg. Right, what came first? Did HaKadosh Baruch Hu take us out of Egypt, and because he took us out of Egypt, we have to thank him by doing the mitzvahs? The Ibn Ezra says something such more profound, I think. HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out of Egypt in order that we should do the mitzvahs. That the whole objective of us leaving Mitzrayim was for us to do the mitzvahs. And therefore, it's not that we have to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu deeply wants us to have a connection with him. And therefore, he removes us from Egypt in order that we have the opportunity of a lifetime to do as many mitzvahs as we can in order that which we can connect with him on the deepest and highest of levels. That's the idea of mitzvahs. And that's why he takes us out of Egypt. And that's why so many mitzvahs relating to Egypt, because he wants us to remember that point. That's why he took us out of Egypt, right? So that we could do all these mitzvahs. There's an expression in Chazal that everybody should know by heart. Unfortunately, it's said within like 10 seconds, and everybody just mumbles it, and nobody even thinks about it. Right? So somebody gives a Dvar Torah like this, and then they ask around, does anybody here want to say Kaddish? And they say, right? But what does that Maimer Chazal mean? Rabbi Chananya ben Akasha says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'zakos Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to give us merits. Lefichach, therefore, hear b'lehem Torah mitzvahs. He gave us many Torah mitzvahs. Frek the Maral Akasha. Maral Tiferet Yisrael. He says, I don't understand. If a Kadosh Baruch Hu really wants to give us chus and merits, what should he have done? Give us one mitzvah. One mitzvah. Give us a nice easy one, a nice juicy one, a nice softball over the middle. Bam, we'll be able to get a home run. We'll get to Olam Emes. Shine, good enough, finished. That would be a nice thing. But it says, Lefichach, hir bo lehem Torah. He wants us to get merit, therefore he gave us a ton of Torah u'mitzvahs. What's pshat? Says the Maral, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to connect to him in a real way. What's the way for us to connect to him? Through mitzvahs. Therefore, he gave us a lot of those. So that we should be constantly involved in mitzvahs, so that we're connecting to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not chas v'shalom that HaKadosh Baruch Hu ever needs our mitzvah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't need our animals. The Nevi'im are filled with psukim detailing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want our korbanos per se, meaning he doesn't want the animals from the korbanos. But what does HaKadosh Baruch Hu want? HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to do his mitzvos. Ratz HaKadosh Baruch Hu Zach Yisrael, he wants us to gain merit. And what's the ultimate way for us to gain merit? By doing his mitzvos. Zos Torah Ha'ola. This is the Torah of the Ola. We can't understand that the Trumas HaDeshen, I gotta go and clean the Mizbeach. I'm not taking off all the stuff. I just gotta do a little bit. The Kmitza worth. Because it's much more profound than just sweeping up the Mizbeach. It's really a fundamental idea. Namely, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us, and since he wants us to have a connection with him, he gave us all these mitzvahs. This is the Torah of the Ola. Ba'avor Zeh, because of this, he took us out of Mitzrayim. He took us out of Mitzrayim in order that we should have that deep connection with him by doing all the mitzvahs. This Pesach, it should be a Pesach filled with mitzvahs, that would have a table filled with it. That we should be able to connect to Hashem in a real deep way. Zayin Gezeit and Shtark, have a wonderful Shabbos.